from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So I don't even know what we decided on.
No, you were
Brandon
clear.
Ayuk don't
oh,
get
no,
the...
no. So they don't. But what I was going to say, though, is I saw the clip from Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. He was breaking down the DAP video and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I take him as a national guy. He was like, oh, there's a lot of people around the NFC not liking what they see, because this is seismic if they get everybody up in there. And I was like, well, all right. I mean, the Niners are still the favorites in the NFC. So if they're able to bring everybody back, it's like, oh man, it's tough. I think they're easily the favorites in the NFC. I think there's a pretty wide gap between 1 and 2. Whereas I look in the AFC, I don't think there's a big gap between 1, 2, and 3 in the AFC. I think there's a pretty big gap between 1 and 2. And you guys recognize what I mean when I say that. The Niners could lose their first game, whether it's a wild card, divisional round, whatever. They could lose a playoff game, for sure. But the way I tend to look at it when I talk about, like, who's really, really better, is I look at it like the other sports, if this was a 7-game series. I don't see any team beating the Niners in a 7-game series. I don't see any team getting them to a game 7 if they played a 7-game series. I think the Niners would dispatch of everybody in 4, probably 5 games in NFC this year. Now, I see Detroit. Detroit might be able to push them to 6. I got real reverence for Detroit. I think they're going to be a good team. The Rams, while they're good and they're a lot better than maybe I gave them credit for last year, and they're going to have a year, you know, under the belts of the rookie receivers and stuff like that, I still think they're a little ways away from the Niners. And then I don't think Philly's there no more. I don't think Dallas is there. I don't really see anybody in the South that I think is close. The Bears are still a little ways away. I think the Packers are probably where the Rams are. And that's it.
I know we get our jokes off a little bit, a lot. The Cowboys situation is kind of fascinating.
The contracts?
The whole thing. You have two players who are amongst the very best at their position. Mm-hmm. You have a third who's good, and he's good. Like, you're really
is
the discussion is. Is he a Super Bowl quarterback or not?
And I want to be clear, because you know
I joke,
but no, Dak Prescott's a good quarterback.
Yeah,
he's a really good quarterback. He is in the upper echelon. I will absolutely say that.
And they don't have any of those three under contract. And no one in a team that's, again, it's really, they're good. They're probably between good and really good. They're a team that everyone just pokes fun at. And like looking at it, and I guess it's the, you know, you were talking about baseball. You got to know the whole story. This is probably a situation where if you're an outsider and you're looking at the Cowboys and you, and if you used, I know Madden rankings have been a big thing this week, but I don't know where Micah, I don't know what Micah's number is, but I'm assuming it's in the 90s. I don't know what CD's number is.
I think he's 98.
But I'm assuming it's in the 90s. Dak, again, I don't know what it is, but I'm assuming it's a very good number in terms of rankings.
In the 90s.
You're like, man, those are three huge positions with three really, really good players. No one thinks they're going to win a Super Bowl. And people are only commenting on what a disaster it is right now. That is a component that's fascinating for any team, but it is magnified because it's the Dallas Cowboys. And I would be like, this is an amazing scenario if it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's really an amazing scenario no matter what team it is, but there's, you know, 2 tons of extra weight on it because it's that team in Dallas.
Yeah. No, it is fascinating. And they do have top-tier players at the very least. If there's the five most important positions in football, they've got top-tier guys at three of them. You know what I mean? And like I said, nobody expects anything out of them.
They can handle – they got all the talent in the world. That's not the issue. They can't handle the pressure. They fold. They can't handle the playoffs.
That's the other thing. In this tenure, what are they – I'll just say the Dak Prescott era. What are they like 1-4 in the playoffs? They beat Seattle one time. I remember that game.
Okay.
Is that his only playoff win? Dak's only playoff win?
I don't think
no, they
so.
Beat they beat Seattle and
they beat the Packers?
They beat somebody to play the Niners in the divisional round. I can't remember who they beat.
That's right. How'd that go?
They beat the Bucks, no?
That's right.
And
Dak went crazy, and people and Dak went crazy against a Bucks team that wasn't good at all. But
it doesn't matter. He did what he was supposed to do in that game.
But I only say that to say he went crazy, and people were like, "No, this is the year Dak is da da da." And then he played the Niners, and was awful. And that's kind of the story. Like when he plays,
the Niners are better. Like they're better.
But the Cowboys. Like, they almost, like, it's, like, not even, I don't want to say not competitive or whatever, but it's just, they're not, they just don't match up. Like, you have one of the best defensive players in the league. You have one of the top receivers in the league. We talk about Dak, he's the top 10 quarterback. Like, you have all the talent, but it's, like, you're almost overmatched at times in the playoffs.
For the record, they're 2-5.
2-5.
That's the Dak Prescott record in the playoffs.
And it feels like, outside of the one game, the first game he played against the Packers, that he lost to Aaron Rodgers to his rookie year, I think it was. It feels like, and I could be wrong, and I think that I'm not trying to pick on him, but I think this is why people kind of dismiss them. Dak, when they lose these playoff games, just is not good. And people look at it as like for instance, Brock Purdy lost the Super Bowl last year. The team lost the Super Bowl. Nobody came away from that, I don't think, saying, "Oh, Brock Purdy's awful." It's just like, oh, he was all right. Nobody said he was great or anything like that, but he was cool. They didn't lose the Super Bowl because he's under quarterback. Like, we don't have questions at the quarterback position moving forward. Mm-hmm. But Dak, and off the top of my head, the two 49ers games, the Packers game last year.
He threw for 200. So we'll start with the 49ers. The first one, he was 23 of 43, 254 yards, one touchdown and one interception. Second 49ers game 2 years ago, he was 23-37, 206 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. To your point, the Buccaneers game before that, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and 305 yards. Last year, and I know you're going to pick this apart, he was 41 of 60. Jeez. 68% completions, 403 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Yeah. So I only say that, like I said, not to – you know, pick apart Dak too much. But I think that plays into why No, that's not the only reason, because I think the coach is another reason. But it goes into why nobody takes them seriously, even with all the talent that they have on the roster. Just my guess.
Who threw the pass to Dez? That was Tony.
Romo, yeah.
Yeah, it was Romo.
Doesn't participate in the Vegas Sprinkle. Well, scratch that off. You're either a winner or you're sorry.
Oh.
What am I going to win? Am I going to win a burger? I hope so. I hope I win a burger. I don't want ice cream.
Your attitude towards ice cream is really perplexing.
I'm hungry.
It's really, well, where do you want me to order you some food?
No, because everybody gets together at this office. There's an expectation that we have food when everyone gets together, not just ice cream.
I mean, the man's not wrong.
This is wild.
This isn't, well, why don't you go out there and tell Megan and her little baby that she's having can go to hell?
No, I'm not going to say that, because Megan is not. She didn't do this.
Well, why don't you tell the person who's throwing the baby sprinkle then?
I'm not going to
say do that on camera. Go tell the person who's throwing the little sprinkle out in the lobby right here. If we could pull up Jesse's camera, we can get a little shot of that.
Look at him having a great old time.
Little sprinkle.
Look at everybody.
On. Yeah, why don't you go tell the person throwing the shower that you have an issue?
No, this stays here in Studio One.
I think this is Studio Two.
Oh, Studio Two. Is that Studio
That's
One?
That's Studio One.
It'll stay right here. It'll stay right here in Studio Two. And for the millions and millions of the people listening.
You didn't pause long enough.
Well, no. Might be weird for the radio audience.
Well, no, but that's what builds the drama. The millions
and
no,
millions.
God damn it, man. Why are you afraid of silence?
No, that's not. See, I know what you're saying now. You're wrong. I was the crowd, not the Rock.
You didn't sound like the crowd. You sounded like the Rock.
The Rock says millions.
And it's got to be more
high pitched. The crowd says immediately, and millions. And then there's a pause. And then the Rock says, and millions.
In the later years, he stopped saying it.
Is there a reason?
Well, yeah, he would go, the millions.
Oh, I knew that. And millions.
Of the Rock's fans.
Yeah, see, that's where I was at.
All right. So Dak Prescott and ice cream, huh?
Ice cream usually comes through, though.
Oh, see, I didn't say that.
It's a full-on ice cream. Wow. I did. It took a second. Wow. Wow.
I didn't say that.
Well, Cowboys are signing somebody.
Cowboys signed Deontay Burnett. I knew him from my wife used to work with his mom. USC wide receiver.
Okay.
They're planning for life without CD. Him and Sam Darnold. You probably remember it when they played Penn State in the Rose Bowl. You remember that game?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was the receiver. He had like 230 yards receiving.
What's it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Deontay Burnett.
Was he 47 years old?
It's funny.
Was it Sam Darnold?
Sam Darnold.
That's funny. Sam Darnold ain't even been in the league that long.
Yeah.
He's just been on 19 teams.
Yeah. Isn't he still like kind of young?
Sam Darnold?
All things considering, he's like 26.
He's got to be. Yeah, my guess would be 27. Because, I mean, he was 2 years with New York. Yeah, he's 27.
Feels like he's 37. And when you talk about that Rose Bowl, feels like he's 37. Feels like that was a long time ago.
How many teams has Sam Darnold been on?
Is this his third?
Three,
fourth
I believe.
Team? I think this is fourth.
Four, yeah, because the Niners are the
Jets,
there.
Panthers, Niners, and
yep.
Vikings.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. No, salute.
J.J. McCarthy versus Sam Darnold. Who's going to win that battle?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Somebody played just had a clip of like training camp, and they're like, "Oof, Vikings got that number one pick."
Oh man. Well, I have a question about last year's number one pick. Oh, my God, we might actually talk football. This game is close. What the hell?
They just hit a three, too, to give a little breathing room.
It's 55-47 with two and some change left in the third. USA is up. Belgium misses a layup, gets an offensive rebound. Oh, that was a hell of a
shot clock one.
Yeah, that was a hell of a shot right there. Here comes
to put
Kelsey.
This one away, ladies.
Come on, Kelsey, put this away. Stewie, what are we doing right there? No, that's that was my girl in Minnesota, right?
Oh,
Nafisi?
Nafisi, yeah. Yeah, that's time to put this away.
All right, we'll come back. We'll keep you updated on what's going on. And
oh, man, I lost.
How do you scratch this off?
Use your key or something, or like a quarter.
I lost.
I don't have a key. It's D'Lo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. It's a 9-point game with Belgium at the line. USA is up.
You know, I know our friend might be upset, and from the looks of it, it hasn't been the cleanest game from Team USA. But, you know, sometimes you got to tip your hat to the opponent, too. You know, playing inspired, playing tough, hitting some shots, not backing down. So,
yeah, you'll do that publicly.
Well, but I mean, because
that's not a text that's coming through. Yeah, Belgium, man, a tough team. No, it's
they
can be a little different
because there's a lot of things that I'm sure USA is doing that is correctable, and they should be doing better, right? So you're gonna look at that and be like, nah, man, we got to improve on this. That situation, we got to make bunnies. We got to you know, take care of the basketball. So that's always gonna come first. But you know, I'm a big believer of. Everybody gonna make some mistakes in the game. The teams that are really locked in, they'll be able to capitalize on that. And if they're not locked in, if they're not good enough, they won't capitalize them on, and you'll win by 30.
And I think what you teams. And correct me if I'm wrong, coach, but I think what you teach them is, yeah, maybe you can survive making the amount of mistakes that you made against Belgium. They got 15 turnovers right now. You're not going to be able to do that in the gold medal game. Or you're not going to be able to do that in the knockout round. Right. Like, we're headed to the fourth. Was it 7-point game? 60 to 53?
Yep.
60 to 53 right now. Stewie's got 19. Asia's got 14. And, boy, it gets a little rocky after that.
Let me ask you a quick question. You think that we, and I say we because I put myself in this category, or maybe it's just I, underestimated the other women around the world
No, I think I was with you on this. I just don't think we know a lot about them. Like, you know, I don't know how many WNBA players are on national teams. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's not zero, but I don't think it's
not 61.
Yeah, it's not that either. And I think that's part of the conversation surrounding the men, in that, oh yeah, the rest of the world is catching up. Well, yeah, there's a little bit of evidence to support that. Like, Canada's an NBA team, mm-hmm. and that's how we measure the very best, right?
Yep.
Is, did you make it to the league? Are you in the league? And not only are you in the league, you know, you've got Jokic, who's an MVP. You got Shea, who some would say should have been the MVP last year. Shea's the future of the league. Mm-hmm. And then you got names. Mm-hmm. Like him or not, Dylan Brooks is a name in the association. And you could run down a variety of different guys on different teams. You know, Giannis is out there playing ball.
Right.
I just don't feel like that's the case in the Olympics. There have always been players in the I don't think that's the case for the WNBA. There have always been WNBA players. Some, you know, were so dedicated to their countries that to their national team play, that on Olympic years they wouldn't report to the W before the season started.
Right.
They would be working out with their national team,
right,
and then would join their WNBA team when the Olympics were over. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we know as much about these other national teams as we do on the men's side.
And here's also another point of, like, we don't know necessarily. And there's women who have experienced both, so they'd be able to tell us. But the WNBA, or let me ask you, is the WNBA by far and away the best league in the world?
Yeah.
The way the NBA is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's those teams like I forgot the Ketchenberg, those overseas teams, mm-hmm. that, like, Diana and Sue are on the same team. You'll find teams that have, like, but it'll be two Americans. It'll be like Diana and Sue, and then the rest will be, you know, players of that country, and that's how they'll have the league set up. So you might have, you know, a dream team forming. You might have the mega powers forming, mm-hmm. right? I think the best way to put it is you might have the mega powers forming, but you wouldn't have the dream team forming. Mm. So you'd have Diana and Sue together, but they would be with other players we don't know.
Right.
So that league isn't as good as
the league as a whole.
The league as a whole, yeah, is not as good as the W is.
And the reason why I ask that is because for a while, and maybe still to this day, there are women who play in these leagues all around the world who maybe, I'm not even going to say like they come in and dominate, but they have the talent to play in the WNBA, but they making a couple million where they at.
Yeah.
So that I'm not going mm-hmm. to the W, like,
yeah,
take a pay cut. I don't need, the league doesn't have that type of cachet yet where it's like, no, I got to go challenge myself over there. So I say all that to say, because, like, maybe I don't know, it doesn't mean that these other countries don't have players on the caliber of WNBA talent. They may mm-hmm. not be good, and I don't think they are, as Asia Wilson or Stewie or Sabrina Nescu or anybody like that. But they got people that can if they were in the league, they could play and they could do some stuff. And you know, maybe I overlooked that a little bit coming into the Olympics. I still expect, I mean, they haven't lost in 15 years or something like that. Or what is it? What's the number? We're in 2024.
It's like they haven't
almost
lost
20
since,
years.
Yeah. Yeah, so, they haven't lost in the Olympics since.
Yeah, so I don't expect them to lose in this Olympics. I expect a perfect record and a gold medal, but, you know, maybe the competitiveness of the games is something that I maybe took for granted.
One thing as I glance up at the TV here when I can, it feels like, and I could be wrong, a lot of you are two-screening this thing, watching it a lot closer than we are. It looks like the physicality is really getting to the United States a little bit.
Mm.
They're used to hearing whistles at certain points in plays, and they're just not hearing them in this game. And they're probably not going to hear them in this tournament. Mm. But it looks like it's flustering them a little bit. Like, I saw Britt, like, kind of ah, you know, do one of those a second ago when she missed the bunny that you're referring to. Stewie's is as great as she's played. She's missed some ones up close. Same thing with Asia, and they've gotten the ball ripped away from them several times, which would have been a foul, you know, in the first half of the NBA season last year. Not the second half, but the first half. And I think they're adjusting to that a little bit. Or I take that back. I think they're having a difficult time adjusting to that.
Which style of basketball do you prefer?
So I prefer, yeah, I would prefer not to have 40 free throws in a game. Mm-hmm. As long as you're calling it the same, mm-hmm. then I don't care. Like, that was my thing last year with the Kings. It was like, okay, this is clearly changed. But if this is how you're calling the game, then it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's just not, as long as you're not calling the game against them a certain way, right. then I'm fine with it. If you are universal in the way you call the game, no matter which way it is, I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't like games being slowed down by whistles.
Yeah.
There's a balance to that.
Exactly.
And you know, some of the, you know, Royal Rumble tactics that we saw at the end of last year. Right. But, you know, if you strike the happy medium, like, I'm good with it.
And you know, there's I agree with you with the answer of, like, there's a happy medium to, you know, being able to be physical, but still, if a foul happens, you got to call a foul. You know what I mean? So there's a happy medium to it. But, you know, I like the aspect of the game getting a little physical. You know what I mean? As opposed to the touch fouls and, you know, allowing some flopping going on. I believe that if you are consistent and you call it to a point where you let some things go, it'll eliminate some of the flopping and some of,
sure.
you know, the people out there searching for calls. Because after a while, they realize, oh, we're not going to get any calls. So I need to take the ball strong to the cup. You know, I can't be flailing all over the place. I got to make sure that I'm solid with what I'm doing. And I think it eventually just ends up being a better game.
Belgium calls timeout now with USA going up 13. A couple of other Olympic notes before we get back to football. Congratulations to ACC legend Katie Ledecky.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
For those that don't know, Katie Ledecky went to Stanford. ACC legend. Katie Ledecky, her 13th. She won her 13th Olympic medal today.
Congratulations.
The greatest of all time continues her run. Mm. Simone Biles with another all-around Olympic gold.
This is probably her last Olympics, we think. Has there been any reports about that? Has she said anything? I mean, so I only say that to say this is going to be a last chance to check her out. Is there anything left?
She's 27. Like, I can't imagine a gymnast at 31.
I wonder if she wants to, you know, be in the Olympics at home though. I wonder if that might drive her.
Yeah, it's understandable. She is 4'8". That is spectacular.
Yeah, I saw a picture of most of the Team USA, and they're all taller than Simone, but not that much taller. And I think Sunny Lee is the tallest one. And she's like, oh, that's the tallest one. Well, she's probably like 5 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you could pick, like, I'm asking you to fantasy book this. She's going out unquestionably the greatest we've ever seen. Right now, she just won her second Olympic all-around gold, the greatest to ever do it. Would you risk that just to perform in Los Angeles? Like, if you're booking it and you're writing it, but you can't write the ultimate ending, what ending would you write? She goes out on top here, or she performs in Los Angeles and we get, you know, .. That old 95-7, ..
I think I'd try one more time in L.A., simply because, I mean, so it'll be like this, though, right? Like, we joke about it, but nobody care about the Wizard Jordan.
Well, no, y'all, no, because you guys pretend like it didn't happen.
And we'll pretend like L.A. didn't happen if she does
oldest gymnast to compete in the Olympics. Oh, God. Okay, well, she's not going to set any records if she returns. The oldest gymnast to compete was 41.
Oh, wow.
The oldest Olympic gymnast was 41.
Are you able to find the oldest gold medal winner?
I think I just did.
Wow.
It's Simone.
Oh, man, already?
I think so.
That's crazy.
Simone Biles is making U.S. gymnastics history today. Is the oldest gymnast? I think that's right.
Belgium will not go away.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. These girls are tougher than a $2 steak.
Hold on. Oldest gymnast to... Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. Win gold in the Olympics? I think it's Simone Biles.
Mm. I guess the next question would be...
That's right. She is. It's Simone Biles. What she just did, she's the oldest gymnast to ever win the all-around gold medal at 27 years old.
That's awesome. Now I'm maybe getting a little too specific.
Nope, that's wrong. Stand by. Uh-oh. She's the oldest to do it since 1952 when the Soviet Union's not even going to attempt it, but her first name is Maria. She won at 30. So this was 1952. USA was there, so that was a, yeah. So she's the oldest to do it since 1952.
I think, and I'm sure everybody will, you know, talk to her and maybe ask her the question before everything wraps up, but I think she's gonna try and be in LA.
It doesn't seem as outrageous as I thought it would be at 31. I don't know. Remember how tough 2021 was for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2021 was brutal for her. I don't know. She seems in a good place. Hell, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
She got a catch of a man? Why not?
You got a catch of a man. And the only reason
his name? Jonathan Owens?
I don't even remember.
Oh, that's not nice. I think he's a professional football player.
I don't think he plays for the Packers anymore. I forgot where he's at now, but.
Yeah, Jonathan Owens.
He played for the Packers?
That's the picture I got him in. Stand by. Make sure he plays there. He's played for the Texans and Packers. He might
not be on the team. He might not play. He's there.
He might not play.
He's
there?
He's there.
Oh, dear.
At least he was a couple days ago.
Well, he got a game tonight. I don't know if he was cut or not. He signed with the Bears in March. This is so mean. I'm going to try this. Jonathan Owens cut.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm trying to get an answer.
Crazy. Oh, my gosh.
No, it doesn't. I don't think so. Jonathan Owens, Bears?
Norm in the chat says, or a couple of people say in the chat, the Bears gave him the time off.
Oh, God. People suck so bad. Oh my God. Okay. Fans very upset that Simone Biles' husband, Jonathan Owens, took a picture while wearing her gold medal.
Oh, come on.
Guess what media outlet posted that article?
I'm going to just let it be. I ain't even going to guess. But I got to guess.
Outkick.
Oh, I was going to say Barstool.
Kyle Madsen got it. Kyle Madsen got it. The thing is, from what I understand, you're not supposed to let people, you're not, like, if you didn't earn the Olympic, that's the thing. Like, if you didn't earn the gold medal, you're not allowed to wear it.
Okay.
Not everyone plays by that rule. As far as I know, I don't know.
Well, the chat, and we'll go with Ramsey here as well, but a lot of people are saying the Bears gave him time off.
Okay, they determined that the Hall of Fame game was not important either.
They also said, go ahead.
Well,
that's low-key crazy. Yeah,
you're not making it, pal.
I would have been like, coach, like, are you sure? I'm just going to stay, actually. I'm going to stay.
I don't like how dismissive you are about this Hall of Fame.
Do you want to go watch film right now?
They did him like Champ Sports did me.
Am I on the
schedule this week? No. You're good, dog. No, you're good. You're good, big dog.
No.
Shout out Champs. I used to work there, too.
Did they just stop calling you like they did Kenny?
No, I told them I'm moving to Sacramento, so.
Let's go.
I worked there for a month.
I'm moving to Sacramento to become a radio show personality, baby.
They're like, yeah, right, pal.
I'm going to lay concrete for a minute, but after that, I'm going to be the one. I'm going to sit in the studio with Will Cain.
I guess he'd be going back over the weekend.
Well, he could come back. Well, they got individuals. Right? Because the all arounds just happened. So I don't know how many individuals she's in, but you still got floor and
if I was her and him, I can't stay the whole time.
Sure you can.
Well, look, if the Bears say it's fine, then I guess it's fine.
But, well, there's a reason I think the Bears might have said it's fine.
That's what I'm
Can you imagine coming
between
back
the lines.
And just you look at the whiteboard and names the spot lower on the depth chart too?
Hey, look, no, hold on. Oh, no, this is cold. Come on, man. I don't like that this came this thought came to my head.
Well,
he might get cut on Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough look.
Hey, guys, I'm back from Paris. Yeah, Coach wants to
say that's what I'm saying. As soon as he comes back. Oh, no. Come on. No, he got to make it, man.
He gets to the door. Wait, why are my bags here?
Or you can't cut him because the Simone Biles crew will come for your neck.
He got job security.
Or they'll tell you, you hate America? He can't go and cheer on the American Olympian. Wow. Hashtag boycott Chicago. That was good thinking.
He got job security.
That was good thinking.
I will be tuned in for this episode of Hard Knocks.
Isn't he a decent player, right? Like, he's a solid player.
He gets playing time. He was with the Texans at one point, then he was with the Packers, I believe. He gets playing time.
I thought he played often. He wasn't a starter, but I thought he played often.
He's not like a top 10 guy or anything like that. I don't even know if he's top 15, but he gets run.
I mean, he's been in the league since 18. Like, he's not a scrub.
He plays.
No. He'll make the team. He might have lost the spot, but he'll make the team.
Be a lot funnier though if it worked.
Thank God for Asia Wilson.
He's never been cut during the season. Like, he got waived by the Texans, but was picked up by the Packers.
Yeah, he was with the Packers at one point.
Okay, so he also got hurt. So there's some games here where he got hurt. Yeah, like, he'll be fine.
Thank God for the best player in the world, 21-13.
Man, my goodness.
21-13.
Very literally, in every sense of the word, the best player in the world.
Mm.
24 for Stewie right now. There's another number on Asia's box score. I don't know if you saw.
I didn't see it.
She got 7 turnovers.
Ooh.
She's got seven. Yeah, she's got 7 of the 15 turnovers.
But yeah,
a little bit more of a balanced scoring. Oh, okay. So their center is Emma. Come on, you got this. Misaman. She played for Washington. She played for the Washington Mystics when I was there. She can go.
Okay,
she's really good. Like, she a shooter. I don't know if she's still in the league anymore. But she's really good.
Yeah.
That would explain a little bit of why they're struggling so much, because that's a good ball player. That's one name I recognize right out the gate. And truth be told, I don't recognize any of these others.
I don't either, but just kind of watch them. They got some guards that have played real well tonight.
They have her at center here. Emma was a wing in Washington, and she was that Peja. You go ahead, let her slip a screen. She'll be out there. You'll be hurting. I can't even pretend like that didn't happen, so bless you. wasn't like the other mic didn't pick it up.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry, America.
Well, and it's like, also, what do I not say bless you? Like, everybody heard it. Come
Sorry,
on, man.
No, don't bless you, because we live on the air.
We're live, pal. So USA up 2 minutes, up 13 with 2 minutes left. Speaking of the Bears, what do you think about their quarterback?
I'm hearing good things about Caleb Williams, man. I'm hearing he's going to work in camp. I talked to my guy, Alan, the Bears fan, about
that
all the time about the Bears. We have fun with it. I don't think he really thinks they're, like, coming for the Niners' throats or anything like that. But he's like, nah, man, we up next. And he's like, look, a good season will be us finding a way to sneak into the playoffs. He's a big believer in Caleb, though, and Caleb has been playing well. He's been playing well in training camp so far. I think Caleb is going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's, like, next, like he's him. He's the next coming. I don't know if he's that. There's some things that I got to see from Caleb first. I got to see it on the field. There are a couple of questions that I had not his talent, just – his makeup from some of the things I've seen at SC, not in a bad way, but I just want to see him kind of grow up a little bit. I want to see what it looks like in the NFL. But he's got all the talent in the world. He's got all the talent in the world. So I'm anxious to see him in this rookie season. I want to see what he can do.
They won't be better than Detroit, but I could see them being better than Green Bay this year. Bears went 7-10. I could see Caleb Williams.
Man, you two,
I could
see, I wouldn't predict that.
I wouldn't predict that. Well, but I could see it.
Like, it'd be more so the Bears catching up to the Packers rather than the Packers falling down, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think the Packers can be 10, or the Bears can be 11-7, 10-8. Like, they'd be like between 10 games or whatever.
The Bears got a lot of talent on their team.
Yeah, no, they definitely got talent do. On yeah,
team, you know, and if Caleb was able to be cool, it wouldn't be inconceivable that the talent around him could help them be, you know, a team that wins 10 games. Oh man. Should I say it now or I'm going to say it now.
Did you guys see
I don't even mean to call I shouldn't even call him this. Did you see fake Patrick Mahomes?
I did.
That was crazy.
I did. No, that was nuts.
That was crazy.
So is that like his bit or does
No, he's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback, but like, is he just a Patrick Mahomes lookalike on the side too? Like, is that like his little jokey joke?
I guess so. He's apparently like really, really good.
Yeah,
too.
Right. Like they
top
knew
five quarterback.
I think Damian Woody and it must have been Orlowski. I can't remember who. They both knew the kid. Like knew him very well personally. I think his dad was a professional athlete, but
I think
they
he's like top five.
Side by side, and it's
the same person.
It's kind of outrageous. Like he looked exactly like Patrick Mahomes.
That was crazy to see.
Wild.
I saw that last night. I was like, so the funny thing was, the funny thing is, I saw a picture. Have you seen that picture of him like walking around campus with his girlfriend or something like that?
No, I just saw a couple of pictures of him by himself.
So there was a picture of him walking on campus with his girlfriend. And I don't know why. I didn't put two and two together because clearly that's not Brittany Mahomes, right? She doesn't look like her at all. But I saw him walking on campus and I said, oh, because no, it came from Nebraska's like Twitter account. I was like, oh, Nebraska Twitter account. Chiefs are holding training camp at Nebraska. Oh, that's interesting. And I kind of kept it moving. I thought it was Patrick Mahomes walking around the campus.
So you know what's funny is when they're standing next to each other, they actually don't look alike.
Completely different.
They do not look the same at all. But when he wears those glasses,
and I think he had the glasses.
That's what does it.
I think he had the glasses on in that tweet. And I just looked at it.
I'll retweet the picture I'm looking at right now that has a couple of, it has the side by sides with it. He looks exactly like Patrick Mahomes. But there's a quote tweet to that. Where neither of them have their glasses on, they're standing right next to each other, and it's like, okay, they don't look alike.
That's crazy.
Did you see the one of them next to each other?
No, I'm about to pull it up.
Here, I'll. So this is the one without their glasses.
Yeah, they kind of resemble.
No, they resemble each other, but the other picture.
I mean, he looks as much as you can look like Patrick Mahomes without being related to him at all.
This is the one where they look like each other.
So that's the one I saw. That's the clip of him on the campus.
That's the one that's kind of crazy.
Like, and I swear, I looked at that picture, and I just went by. I was like, oh, the Chiefs are holding training camp in Nebraska. Cool.
If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm fighting that. Like, I'm not going to Nebraska. What are you talking about? Every team is training in California because it's 80 degrees, and you got us in Nebraska. We'll come back. USA either did or is just about to close this thing out. I think they closed
it
out.
It's a riggedy wrap.
Yeah,
one by 13.
Matt George set to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. It's D'Lo and KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Why, Matt? I don't know why Jesse hates Breonna Stewart. I'm trying to hear what she's got to say
cold.
Right now.
That's cold.
What Breonna Stewart do to you, Jesse?
She's not a big fan.
No. She a winner, man. She wins. I got a couple of other football quarterback-related questions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get there, did you see the story about the Army and the UFL?
Vaguely.
Oh, it's vaguely. Terrific.
Wow.
It's terrific. The Army paid like $11 million for a UFL sponsorship. So I want everyone to store that in the back of their head the next time you see all these armed forces on the NFL.
Oh, man.
Remember how much they pay for that. And also think about, where's the Army getting the money to throw $11 million at a sponsorship? Again, just critically think for a second. That's not the funny part. The funny part is the Army was like, we want that back.
How are you?
They want $6 million of the $11 million that they paid back. Part of it was because The Rock, your people's champion, was supposed to do 5 social media posts promoting the Army. Wow. Apparently, he only did 2. And they're like, that's not what we paid for. We paid for 5. He's only done 2. We want our money back. So now the UFL is at war with the Army.
Jesus.
It's fantastic. This is just terrific. Absolutely terrific.
Man, so, like, does anybody know, like, who has the upper hand? Who might be?
Well,
off the top of my head, it feels like the Army's going to get some of this money back.
The main thing that comes to mind is what was the wording of this stuff with Rock social media work? Did they have end dates? Like sometimes when you do a campaign, there's an end date for it, and you have to, like, the stuff I did for Keep the River Clean. Mm-hmm. I had a date to post the video and a date to post the still thing. If they did that with The Rock and he didn't do it, I feel like the Army wins. Right, like, that's pretty easy to me. But I don't know how they got to $6 million. I don't know if that's just purely The Rock social media stuff or if there's other promises that they felt. I know one thing that they're upset about, and you can't get repaid for this. They felt like it didn't work.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, pal.
That is not grounds for reimbursement.
Too bad, buddy. They were like, yeah, we didn't get any recruits out of this.
Did I read that they had people de-enlist from this or something like that?
You did.
Yeah, okay.
What happened? They said
unenlisted or whatever that word is that they put in there.
They said they can't prove that it had a negative effect, but they said, we didn't get any recruits out of this. In fact, we had people delisting.
Oh, my goodness. This is a crazy story. I saw a headline on it.
So just doing the math real quick. Sorry, I'm just saying this. Just doing the math real quick. The 3 social media posts are, I guess, in the Army's mind, worth $3 million. Because it says with 396 million followers on Instagram, Johnson's posts are valued by the Army at $1 million each. Mm. So I think they just want the other $3 million back on principle.
Well...
I'm sorry, I cut you off. What was the?
I was just gonna say I saw this headline on like Front Office Sports or something like that, and I had to do a double take, and I was like, wait, what? The Army and UFL?
Yeah.
I think it was like Army versus UFL. I was like, what? The school? They're playing a game against University of Florida. I don't know, but
it's amazing.
Yeah, that's. That's a trip. The Rock has had an interesting year, so.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. That is one way of putting it.
I wonder if they gave the UFL $11 million, I wonder how much they give the NFL.
I can't even imagine. I heard, back at the peak of this conversation, I think the number, not the Army, but more... U.S. Armed Forces.
Uh-huh.
I think that number was like 100 plus.
I was about to say, like,
yeah, I think it was like 100 million.
If you did that with the UFL, and you say, hey, NFL, can we do something similar? And they give you a whole month. It's got to be.
I know.
Well, how many figures? 9 figures. Something like that.
I know no one wants to hear this. But all those little reunions that y'all see at a lot of sporting events, a lot of that stuff was paid for.
Mm.
Doesn't mean it wasn't real.
Right.
Means it was paid for.
Yeah. So.
But I know. I'm unpatriotic. Sorry.
Well,
Good luck, Rock. You're taking on the Army now, big guy. Good luck. Good luck, Final Boss. See how that goes.
Mama Rose.
In the process of working with the UFL to determine the final amount. I haven't heard anything about the UFL not entering their second season.
So when is that supposed to start?
Well, I didn't say I knew when the UFL was starting their second season. I just haven't heard that they folded.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. Well, we talked about how it's a good thing that they're connected with the NFL.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely a plus.
That'll help with the longevity of the league. Maybe not the general interest of the league, but it'll keep the NFL from trying to get them out of the paint. And they'll you know, if they use it as like a minor league, so they'll probably, I don't want to say fund them, but they'll
help out.
Make sure they stay around.
Help out. Yep. Yeah, it's beneficial for us for you to be in business. Mm-hmm. And that was never a case with any other football league in the past. I think the Alliance of American Football tried it, and it didn't really pan out. Part of that, I think, was because the second launch of the XFL was going on at around the same time. At least they were preparing for the second launch of the XFL. But my favorite XFL story will always be the original XFL. Vince McMahon woke up, decided he wanted to start a football league, and held a press conference for it.
Come on, man.
Apparently, the only person he had talked to was Dick Ebersol. He was like, "Oh, I like that idea. That's a good idea. Hey, Vince McMahon giving a press conference here at Hardwick." No one knew what it was about. I miss my football. What?
What are you talking
the
about?
XFL starts 1 year from now. They had no coaches, no rule. They had nothing. They had That's no crazy. Clue what they were going to do.
That is crazy. Wakes up and decides I want to do a football league.
So they're 5 days away from they're 5 days away from the start of the league.
Uh-huh.
Like the first game. Vince goes, "All right, guys, let's go. Where are we going?" "Well, we're going to the," I don't remember if it was LA or wherever he was at for the first game. And who did he bring with him? All of his football people? No, he brought Brother Love and Jim Ross. He brought Brother Love, Jim Ross, and Jerry the King Lawler because those were his football people. And then the guy who wrote all of the Rock skits. Let's go. All right, man.
Can't make this stuff up, to be honest with you. Vince couldn't write this stuff.
Vince, the funny thing about Vince is he literally failed at everything he did. Except one thing. He was really, really good at one thing. Tried to produce a movie with no holds barred. Yikes. Failed. Tried to start a bodybuilding federation. Failed. Tried to start a football league. Failed. Mm. Tried to run a movie studio and only became moderately successful when he handed it off to movie people.
What movies were those?
The Marines or WWE movies.
So like the John Cena ones and
the first run of John Cena movies, I think, were all WWE films.
Gotcha.
His name is on, I feel like his name is on maybe a couple of The Rock's early movies because he was still The Rock at the time, and that was the agreement. If you're using the name The Rock for anything, Vince has to be added as, he didn't have a role, but he got his name on a movie.
Gotcha.
Generally, the executive producer doesn't really mean anything. It's like a title you give to somebody. I mean, sometimes it means everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes it means nothing.
I remember they used to have those people going away for a little while to do those movies. Like, Cena was gone for
mm-hmm.
a few months doing the movies for the WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Randy Orton was supposed to be the Marine. And then they were like, yeah, he's been discharged. Like in real life, he was discharged. So it was like, that's not going to go over very well. So I think that's how we got The Miz.
Okay, I was going to ask, was it The Miz or Ted DiBiase Jr. that jumped in?
The Miz.
Okay, yeah.
Did DiBiase get one?
I think he had a movie, I think.
I don't know
if it was a Marine or something else, but.
Before Ted DiBiase was stealing thief. Money from, yeah.
Jeez, wait a minute. That's what was going on?
Ted DiBiase Jr. and the Million Dollar Man were with Brett Favre.
Oh, that I thought you were thinking something else. I thought he was stealing money from WWE.
Oh, no. No.
I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I did hear that they were linked with
Favre. He did the you're right. He did the Marine too. So he must have gotten it when they wanted to go to Orton. They went with DiBiase Jr. and then The Miz got like 9 of them after that. The Miz's career is low-key kind of dope.
Absolutely.
Like, The Miz has been in WWE for like 20 years.
Man, and it all stemmed from his real world, like where he said he wanted to be a wrestler.
He had the Miz character on MTV.
Yeah. And then when you think about like that, I believe the whole story was he was like from this super small town, like really conservative family. The real world, or I think he was on Real World. That was his first time out into like literally, like no pun, the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And he found himself and what it turned into is crazy.
Is he the Eli Manning of wrestling? Because, like, what is, like, does he have any memorable, truly memorable, like, moments?
His cash-in, his Money in the Bank cash-in was fire. Because he was gaining, like, momentum. There was, like, because he had really found himself on the mic, and it was like, man, he might be there. Like, he could be right there. He had the Money in the Bank. I remember he grabbed it and he clutched it, and you could see how emotional he was.
When was that?
The year? It was before, it was when The Rock, it was when The Rock came back. So was that 14?
Yeah, that sounds right.
What year did The Rock come back?
I don't remember.
I think it might have been earlier than 2014. Might have been 2011. Now I need to look. But it was around that time frame, and I think he cashed in on, maybe it was Randy Orton, but no, I don't remember who he cashed in on, but it got that was big. That was huge.
The Miz is like, he's one of those guys, maybe this generation's, I'm trying to figure out.
I'm sorry, Rock came back Valentine's Day 2011. So that was around the time that he did it.
Trying to figure out who to compare him to for this generation.
The Miz?
Yeah, to compare it to like a previous generation, like a Razor Ramon. Not saying he's him by any means, but like that era, the beginning of Monday Night Raw era. Who was a guy who was never really the top dog, even though I think the Miz won the championship once?
He did. He's won it a couple times.
He was never looked at as a leader of the organization. But he's a guy that's been around for I don't know how long, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Who you thinking?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!